Although the truck drivers' strike last week was cancelled, many issues of concern are still bubbling at the surface. But communications manager of the National Truck Drivers Association, Bill McKinley, believes Friday's meeting was a step forward.
On Friday, Australia's Transport Minister agreed to set up a national system for regulating heavy vehicles. There will be a single regulator for heavy vehicles by July 2009. There will be a federal registration scheme, legislation to be introduced next year, and there will also be a single national heavy vehicle driver licence. Rather than being registered in each state or territory at the moment, your heavy truck, your semi-trailer, will be registered nationally, and you'll have a national truck driver licence, not a South Australian truck driver licence or a Queensland truck driver licence. There's a lot of work we need to do, but on the whole, I can say that we think it's a great step forward and it will eliminate a lot of the intense frustrations that the industry is feeling at the moment with the way the regulations that govern us work.
Even after Friday's ministerial meeting, truck driver Tony McGrath isn't convinced their problems have been resolved.
We've been promised this for years. I can remember delaying the order of a truck in 97 for 12 months so that I could get air suspension because we were promised higher maintenance if we had road-friendly suspensions. There needs to be change and we need to get people to listen to us.
Russell Borshaw, representative for the National Road Transport Forum in Victoria, believes that more strikes could occur in the future if the government fails to listen to drivers.
We still have got a huge amount of support out there from within the industry. We just believe that the people up the top of the associations are getting too much political minded and just doing what the government want, not what's best for the industry. I don't believe it's reached all the outcomes we wanted to. With these new rules and regulations, they really need to go back to the drawing board and work with the grass people, roots people of the industry to come up with proper rules and regulations that we can all work by. We're not opposed to having rules and regulations or fines in the industry. We just need rules and regulations that the everyday mum and dad operator of the transport industry and driver can work and adhere to and do safely.
So do you think there'll be more strikes in the future?
I don't know whether there'll be more stop works in the future. We are hoping that we can come to an outcome without that. I'm quite sure, though, if the governments keep pursuing with the changes in the regulations that they are, that, yes, there is a big possibility that there will be more stop works. This is only due to the fact because the government won't listen to anyone from the grassroots of the industry. If the government will come to us and talk to us so we can set up rules and regulations we can all live by and adhere to, I can assure the government and the people of Australia there won't be any more stop works. But if the government doesn't start listening to the people that voted them in, I can be quite certain that there will be a lot of people out there that will support more stop works, and I can only see the numbers growing week by week. We've only been working on this for about 6 weeks now down in Victoria and South Australia, and there is more and more people ringing up every day trying to find out more information in support of what we're doing.
So there's still a lot of truck drivers that are unhappy with the situation, even after Friday's meeting?
They certainly are, yes.
Bill McKinley doesn't think strikes are the way to change policies.
Going on strike is not the answer to either of those problems. Going on strike will not solve high fuel prices and it won't solve the problems with regulations we have. What we can do to solve the problems with the regulations we have is for the industry associations to work with governments, but the work the industry associations are doing and this decision by ministers on Friday offers us a way forward that will actually get results as opposed to going on strike, which will just annoy ordinary Australians who just want to be able to walk into the supermarket and buy their groceries.